Kindling the First Stars, I Dependence of Detectability of the First Stars with JWST on the Population 3 Stellar Masses, by Mia Sorda Bowal et al. The first Population 3 stars formed out of primordial, metal-free gas in mini-halos at Z greater than 20 and kick-started the cosmic processes of reionization and enrichment. While these stars are likely more massive than their enriched counterparts, the current unknowns of their astrophysics include, when the first Population 3 stars ignited, how massive they were, and when and how the era of the first stars ended. Investigating these questions requires an exploration of a multidimensional parameter space, including the slope of the Population 3 stellar initial mass function, IMF, and the strength of the non-ionizing UV background. In this work, we present a novel model which treats both the slope and maximum mass of Population 3 stars as truly free parameters while including the physics of the fragmentation of primordial gas. Our results also hint at a non-universal Population 3 IMF which is dependent on the efficiency of primordial gas fragmentation. Our relatively simple model reproduces the results from hydrodynamic simulations, but with a computational efficiency which allows us to investigate the observable differences between a wide range of potential Population 3 IMFs. In addition, the evolution of the number density of Population 3 stars may provide insight into the evolution of the H2 dissociating background. While the slope of the Population 3 IMF does not significantly affect the predicted number density of the first stars, more top-heavy IMFs produce Population 3 star clusters which are 2 to 3 magnitudes brighter than their more bottom-heavy counterparts. While the Population 3 star clusters are too dim for direct detection by JWST, we find they are within the reach of gravitational lensing. This was Kindling the First Stars, I Dependence of Detectability of the First Stars with JWST on the Population 3 Stellar Masses, by Mia Sorda Bowal et al.